Well, I have a fear of JJ pulling me out in front of everybody. So sometimes
you share that more in your past life.
Yeah. But I usually, the first thing I do is fall asleep. We have done group meditations on, you know, with our families and stuff. Yeah, I'm usually the one snoring away. But so I tried really hard to stay awake. And so I had my first when you took us back to when we were babies, you know. And I'm a twin. And so everywhere I turned was my twin. And
You're a twin?
I'm a twin. Uh-huh. And I, you know, I could see what we were wearing. And I was walking. And she couldn't walk yet. I mean, there's nothing wrong with her. She can walk now. But I learned before she did. And she just looked at me with longing. You know, she wanted to get up and get going. But anyway. And then my impression of the first life as we went down the stairs, just an impression, this a youthful girl, and like this big bow in my hair and this pleated skirt and ice cream. I just was having a lot of fun eating my ice cream cone. And it's like ice cream was new or something. And it really, I don't like ice cream now. That's not my temptation. But anyway, then we went further, and I was just happy and playing, you know. I was like between 12, 13, 14. So then we moved on and went deeper, and you know, as a woman in this life, I struggled, but I felt like I was a boy in this other life, because I sure couldn't see any girl. And I was a young... I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You guys don't care, right, what I was? Just a Native American, you know. And again, I was like close to the same age. I want to say 14, maybe a little older. And I just enjoyed life and, you know, the hunting and living in the field with my tribe, family. I was just very happy, you know. I had no shirt on. And maybe that's my secret desire. You know, I had the pants on and I was just running and having fun. I had the bow and stuff, and I was very so.
Well, we usually pick one person to take back. Who will it be as an individual? You.
Did you know that?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I don't want to be. I do want to know more about it. I
might die. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. What's your first name?
Jenny,
that's right. Okay. Close your eyes. You're gonna go count to 10, and you're gonna be back in the same state you were before when you went back. 1, 2, 3. Going very deep. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very deep. 7, 8. 9, 10. You're completely safe. Completely safe. Completely at peace. Very deep. Now we're going even deeper than before. So everything will be clear. Everything will come to you perfectly. 1, going deeper. Deeper. Very peaceful. Deeper. 2, deeper. 3. You're very deep. You can go anywhere that we want to go. You can see anything that you want to see. You're unlimited. You're going back to that life, that unusual life that you told us about, the first one. Where are you? Are you in the physical plane or a non-physical plane?
don't know how to define who I am and what I am in this vocabulary.
What do you feel as a living being? You're going back. You're back and experiencing the consciousness of what you were then. What do you feel?
I'm energy. I'm liquid. I'm not bound to the physical form.
Are you on a planet?
Yes.
Would it be called a planet if?
Yes.
By our terms? Are you in the planet or on the surface?
I'm not on the surface.
What part of the planet are you on? Or in? Are you inside the planet?
Yes, but not. It doesn't look like the inside of a planet.
What does it look like? Do you have eyes? Do you see anything? Do you see anything with normal light, or is that some other type of light?
I'm seeing colors. I'm seeing radiating colors. I'm seeing radiating energy. I'm seeing splashes of red over down here. It's thermal. There's some kind of thermal light. Life force.
Are you in solid matter or is it liquid matter? Or gaseous?
Gaseous.
Say in our solar system, would it be gaseous like planet Jupiter or something like that?
Similar.
So it's like a normal planet, but just a life much different than Earth?
Yes.
Okay. And how intelligent is your species?
Their intelligence, such a high vibration and frequency that it cannot be contained in the physical form.
Do you experience love?
Overwhelming love.
Are there a lot of others like you?
I just can't. The joy is so great of this. It hurts my physical body to comprehend the joy and frequency of these beings that are in my company.
They have a high frequency? How old do they live? Do they live much longer than earthly beings?
Millennia.
What made you decide to leave these and come to the earth?
The word calling came.
Where did the calling come from? From yourself? How did you learn about the earth?
I'm seeing the image of a grandfather, grandmother. Stored memory download. I don't know what that means.
Okay. And?
And I put my focus on that planet, Earth.
Did you come here to assist or to help? Or to experience? What was the main reason that drew you here? More for service or more for experience?
I had something to give them.
What did you have to give?
Process.
What kind of process?
I had learned how to be a clear portal or channel or conduit of
to the source. Okay. Answer from nodding yes. Very good. And so you are drawn to the earth to help us connect to the source?
Yeah.
So your people there on this planet were very connected?
Very much.
Are they old souls? Most of them?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like some type of reward almost to be able to incarnate here? Not so much? What was the criteria that allowed somebody to incarnate with such a high vibration?
Will you please repeat the question?
Can like anyone, or what qualified a person to incarnate in this sphere where everyone had so much joyousness?
I'm just seeing the pain of the process, like a squeezing out who I was, a losing and a burning. As I descend.
It's all right. You can see it as an observer here, so you're okay. You're seeing this as an observer. You're okay.
The desire to help is so great.
To help the people of Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Are they considered to be somewhat backward here?
Blocked.
They're blocked? Blocked to the source? What's the main thing you can do to help unblock people? You know that you can do things. What is it?
I have the power to see within their minds, within their spirits, to see what's blocking them from that oneness and connection from whence they came, and to help remove that so they can receive.
Have you been able to do that in this life yet?
It's growing. Yes.
Do you feel that you can go quite a bit more yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll realize how to grow. It's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
More clearer than before.
Mm-hmm. I see. Seeing, put my hands on people's heads, and I'm seeing me swim right to the source of the problem, pulling it out, and I see me connecting their soul like a hook, light rod, up and hooking it to God.
Would you like to touch someone now and see what you can feel? Or is this the time?
Mm-hmm.
Artie, why don't you come here? Touch Artie's head and tell us what you feel.
She had some resistance to me entering. Now that I'm within, it's a beautiful spirit. I feel like she's just cradled in these loving arms of God. I see her looking up. I see her trying to get through clouds, mists. We part the clouds. I can see the light within her, like a hand reaching up through the clouds. longing for that connection from Source. I see layers, colored layers, between her and God. The first layer is red. I am seeing images of her youth, washing away, splitting that. There's things in her past that need to be cleared. Go a little higher. I'm seeing yellow, a layer of yellow. Waves, it's wavy. Fear is the root source of this layer. I see it parting and clearing. Green. Home. I'm seeing a home in this layer. Security and comfort here. But it too needs to be parted to go higher. It's not where she's supposed to be bound. Purple. There's some residue from past life experiences. Some darkness has settled into this layer. Depart it. Cast it out. Opening up. I see her opening up. I see it's like a new birth. It's just beautiful. Reminds me of a vortex, but it's open, bigger, like a funnel at the top, allowing some light to come in and penetrate. It's growing and thickening and getting bigger. I see her hand reaching up through this light, asking to come, asking for this higher light to come. There's some hidden resistance to letting it in. I command all resistance to depart through the light and love of God. It's starting to trickle down. I see it's trickling all the way through her body, being grounded into the earth. Say the words in your mind, receive. Grow this light. Grow this light bigger within your being, within your heart. Cast out the shadows. I see he's got a hand on your heart. Let him in. Let him in your heart. I see a seed's been planted within the core shell, the core of her heart. She is to focus on that seed. She is to nourish the seed by putting attention and energy upon it. grow the light of that seed, and as it grows, it will consume the dross until you are one from the top of the head to the tip of the toes with Him.
What did you mean by the hand on the heart?
I could see the God's hand came down through the top and was reaching around her heart and planted the seed.
Oh. Was that? Did that happen in the past or the present or?
Right now.
Oh, right now. Okay. Okay. Very good.